Hello and welcome to Radically Distinct Radio. I'm your host, Jen Morgan, and I'm coming to you from Seattle. I'm working on writing a keynote for a presentation I'm giving this weekend. So if you turned in if you tuned in last week, you heard me talking about the intro story, The Ugly Duckling. And I had intended to be able to go like into the first major segment of my talk this week, but I've decided to little back up again because of course I'm a perfectionist, but also I'm always reworking it. So I decided to kind of go back. And now that I've gone through the entire keynote over the last week and I've been working it out, and now I'm hurriedly going through the editing process, and decided to kind of come back again to the story with and add on in this particular show. So we're still going to talk about self-worth. That's the context of the next first show's self-worth. And self-worth is a sense of your own personal value. And like I said, last week I talked about The Ugly Duckling. And the reason why I was talking about The Ugly Duckling is because the story of The Ugly Duckling is a great story to encapsulate what the whole theme of this particular series of shows is about. Most people, the story, if you don't know, the story of The Ugly Duckling, really simply, is that a little duckling is born into a family of ducks, or a little bird is born into a family of ducks, and grows up looking differently than the other ducklings, and doesn't quite fit in, tries to fit in, doesn't quite fit in, is called ugly his whole life, and eventually like runs away from home and tries to fit into different communities. And never really quite does until he grows of age and becomes a swan, and then he's beautiful and he's accepted. And most people think that that story is a story that we tell our children when they're young and they're not quite, you know, fitting in. They're kind of gumpy, you know, they're going through those growing pains. And we tell them that story to let them know that who they are today is not necessarily who they're going to be when they grow up, and that they have something to look forward to. Well, you know, I've been thinking a lot about this story, and I think that that story is a story about when you go through life not knowing who you are and therefore struggling to have any sense of your own personal value, and that's your sense of your self-worth. You end up either stuck trying to hide your uniqueness by mimicking the behaviors of other people around you so that you can fit in, or you let yourself be different and then pretend that the ridicule and rejection doesn't hurt by putting on a fake smile or persona. And so finally, you find yourself isolated from others, not engaged in your community, and not sharing your gifts, talents, and abilities with the world. Marketing people will tell you that different is good. You have to be different if you want to stand out from the crowd. But being different isn't enough. The Ugly Duckling was different, and he was ridiculed for it because no one understood his differences. And no one understood his differences because he didn't understand them himself. So being different isn't enough. You have to be radically distinct, which means to understand how your differences are uniquely valuable to yourself and to others. Being different is not enough. You have to be radically distinct. Only then will you have the courage to spread your wings and fly as you were really meant to. So that's the story. That's the theme of the talk. And I put together this chart to help you get some idea or some context or wrap your brain around this idea of self-worth and how it actually affects your ability to show up in the world. And because this is a radio show and you can't see the chart that I put together, what I want you to do is I want you to take out a sheet of paper. And on that sheet of paper, I want you to draw a line straight down the middle, I want you to make a big graph so you have your vertical line that goes straight down the center vertically and then across the middle. So you have a vertical line and a horizontal line. On the very top of the vertical line, I want you to put the words high self-efficacy. Now, self-efficacy is your power to produce results. And at the very bottom of that line, I want you to put low self-efficacy. So when you're up at the top, you have high ability to produce the results you intend. And at the bottom, you have an inability or a low ability to do such a thing. Now, on the other side, on the left side of your chart, on the horizontal line, I want you to put low self-worth. And self-worth is a sense of your own personal value. And on the right, I want you to put high self-worth. So you should have this, what would we call this? It's not an X, it's a graph. So you have a horizontal line and a vertical line. And those are, then in the right, upper right, this is hard to do. In the upper right corner, I want you to put the words radically distinct. Now, radically distinct encompasses the authentic expression of who you truly are. Okay, so that's the right upper corner. So you have high self-efficacy and high sense of your own personal value. Over in the upper left corner, I want you to put monkey see, monkey do. That monkey see, monkey do, what that means is that you learn the process without understanding why it works. So it's like a mimic, you mimic a behavior of another person. But because you're not knowing why they're doing that particular behavior, you don't really know how to, you know, change it or use it most effectively. So you end up having to kind of play catch up a lot, right? So it's like a copycat behavior. Okay, so top right corner, we have radically distinct. Top left corner, we have monkey see, monkey do. Bottom left corner, I want you to write the word. Actually, I want you to write three words in a cascading way. I want you to write irrelevant, and then below that, endangered, and then below that, extinct. Now, extinct is somebody, a person, a species who is incapable of adapting to a changing environment. So, obviously, the picture that I have on my graph is a dodo bird. Dodo bird was a very uniquely adapted to its environment at a time, but eventually the hunting and the environment changed. So they started being hunted, and so they couldn't survive because they couldn't get away because they couldn't fly, and many other things were in the way. And plus, the environment started to change as the land was being populated by humans. So it also a dinosaur could fit in there. So extinct is when you can't adapt to a changing environment. Now, over on the bottom right, I want you to put imposter. And an imposter is a person who is putting on a facade or a mask to trick, mislead, or misguide the perception of others. Okay, so this is our self-expression chart. I'm just going to go over it one more time just to make sure you've got it all filled in. Your vertical line is your self-efficacy line. Yeah, at the top is a high self-efficacy. It means that you have a lot of power to produce results. And at the bottom is low self-efficacy. Not a lot of power to produce the results you want. Now, the horizontal line is your sense of your own personal value or your self-worth line. The left, low self-worth, meaning you don't have a lot of sense of your own personal value. So you don't know how to really utilize you don't know how to like show up in the world and express your differences effectively. And on the right side, you have a lot of high self-worth. And what that means is that your understanding of your own personal value and what that means. And you care about it and you're trying to put it out there in a certain way. Now, your top right corner, radically distinct. High self-efficacy, high self-worth. That's where you're authentically expressing who you truly are. Directly below that is imposter. You have a lot of high, you have a sense of your own personal value, which makes you want to, you know, fake it till you make it. It makes you want to believe that you can do things that maybe there's no proof that you can do. The real the real difference between being an authentic expression of yourself and being an imposter is whether or not you're able to back up what you present. You know, do you take actions that back up what you say that you can do, or are you really more of a phony? And that's why the imposter is on the low self-efficacy side, because in the end of the day, you know, you can promise people a whole bunch of things, but if you can't deliver results, or if you can't get people to continually support you as you move step by step through something, then you're going to have a really hard time producing results. So the other problem is when you're faking it till you make it, is that you have to disassociate with the way that you feel in order to fake it, right? So what does that mean? It means that you're not connected to your emotions. And if you aren't connected to your emotions, then it's going to be very hard to empathize with other people. And if you can't empathize with other people, it's going to be really hard to relate. And if you can't relate, then it's going to be very hard to connect. And if you can't connect, then nobody is going to really believe you. They're not going to really, like, you might look the part and sound the part, but people aren't going to take actions on your behalf because something is off, okay? So that's an imposter. Now, so moving over, bottom left corner, extinct. Now, the reason why I wanted you to do the cascading, irrelevant, endangered, extinct is because, excuse my cough. The reason I wanted you to do it that way is because, see, I believe, and this is what I want you this is the belief of radically distinct mentality, is that if you're not radically distinct, you're radically extinct. And the reason why I want you to instill that belief upon you is because I think it's very important that we think about ourselves as always changing and always evolving and always having to adapt to our environment instead of it being something that we do every once in a while. Because otherwise, what ends up happening is something works, and then we just want to keep doing that one thing that works, and eventually the people catch up to us. And so you have to be continually evolving yourself and evolving what it is that you're bringing to the table. And another way to look at that is constantly editing what really matters to you, so where that you can consistently move, you know, take actions and set priorities that take you where you want to go. As soon as you lose that drive, that desire to edit, that desire to innovate, that desire to make sure that you're continually evolving with your environment, then you basically move from relevancy to irrelevancy to being endangered, meaning, you know, you have no idea where you're going to go next, right? Irrelevant, you have a chance of adjusting things to get back into the game, but you get into endangered and it starts, you're really having to rely on other people to help you out, right? And if you get down into extinct, that's where, you know, you really don't have the ability to figure out how to get out of your situation, right? And you don't know how you're going to change at all. You lose the ability to. Okay, and then now if we go up to the top. So, and the reason why extinct is obviously on the low self-efficacy, meaning now you're in extinction. It's hard to produce results to change your situation. And you start to lose a sense of your own personal value. The more you become relevant, the less relevant you are to other people, the more you start to lose touch with the belief that you can actually take actions that cause a result, you start to lose a belief in yourself. And when you lose a belief in yourself, you lose the ability to start taking actions to get yourself into a better situation. So as you start to lose that sense of your own personal value, they kind of are slippery slope together. Now, if we go up above extinct to monkey see, monkey do, another word that could be there would be copycat. This is where you can get quite far copying other people and acting like other people, right? So you can have a high self-efficacy. But the problem with monkey see, monkey do is that, you know, you're not understanding why something works. So you're not understanding how to change it and evolve it. You're only copying what it looks like, what it appears to be the thing to do. So where are you coming from? You know, how do you take it a step further? How do you really do anything? You end up finding yourself having to pay catch up to the people who are innovating and are moving forward. Okay, so all of these things, these four different concepts are aspects that we all experience. You know, it's not like one day what's radically distinct, and then you never experience feeling like an imposter, and you never feel like you want to copy other people, and you never feel irrelevant. That's not true. I think the point is to have a context or a way of thinking about these things so that you can constantly, you know, if you think about exercising, you are in shape because you're regularly exercising. You're doing sit-ups regularly. That's why you're strong. That's why you're healthy. That's why you're in shape. It's the same idea with expressing yourself effectively in the world. You need to be consistently thinking about and editing and when you're, and mostly this is going to come up when you have decisions to make and You're trying to think about, you know, how am I going to get this job? You know, how am I going to get accepted into college? All of those things matter, because you can write a resume just like everybody else, or you can do something that's radically distinct, that really demonstrates who you are. So as you go through different stages of your life, you are going to want to really take a look at, how do I want to express myself, and how can I best express myself as radically distinct? Now, I'm going to, over the next couple of weeks, go into a couple of stories that demonstrate how showing you how people that have come to me who have worked with me have been in one of these three other categories, and how teaching them how to see themselves as radically distinct has helped them, which helping them to see themselves as radically distinct, what that means is boosted their understanding of their own personal value. Like, I've moved it further. Like, they let's say that they were at like a 5, and I maybe moved them to an 8, and how that moving them to an 8, 9, or a 10 allowed them, or, you know, has how it also had the ripple effect of being able to increase their ability to produce results. So I have a few different stories that I'm going to go over the next 3 or so weeks. And I'm going to refer back to this chart. And I hope actually next week that I'm have the ability to get you this chart. It's going to be a fancy technology. You're never going to believe it's going to work so amazingly. So that's going to happen next week too. So I'm going to refer you back to the question that I asked you last week, because we're still on this question. And the question is, where have you in your life been an ugly duckling? You know, where have you felt like you weren't quite fitting in? Maybe you felt like you had to mimic other people in order to sort of fit in, or maybe you felt like you had to fake it until eventually people started to understand who you are. And in those areas, how would your life have been different if you had given yourself permission, if you had had the courage to really own those things about you that are different, and then had the vocabulary to communicate why your differences are valuable to this group of people? Okay, so I want you to be with that question over the next week, and we're going to keep diving deeper into it. Okay, thank you for listening. I really appreciate you being a part of Radically Distinct Radio. And until next time, my name is Jen Morgan, empowering you to be radically distinct.